Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this September 23rd. I'm Sebastian Vega. Local immigrant advocacy groups say they're concerned about LA County Sheriff's Jim McDonald's plan to allow federal immigration agents back into LA County jails. Helen Flourish reports.
Sheriff McDonald's new policy comes after a similar program was dismantled in May. Under his plan, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE agents, will interview inmates to determine their immigration status. Edna Morey of the California Immigrant Youth Justice Alliance says the immigrant community doesn't trust ICE agents.
We're very much concerned because there's no accountability, there's no transparency.
Morey also says meetings with the sheriff did little to address community concerns.
And in his letter, right, he does say that he met with community here and there, but we all were part of those meetings. They were not very inclusive. They were not accessible at all to the community. And it was actually like a very negative, toxic environment.
The new policy comes amid growing anti-immigration rhetoric from public figures like Donald Trump. Morey says her group plans to speak out more about the new jail policy later this week. Helen Flourish, Annenberg Radio News.
Contract workers are on strike at the California Cartage warehouse today. Alma Velasquez reports on the protest at the Port of Los Angeles.
Contract workers are rallying at the California Cartage headquarters to demand better treatment and fair wages from the warehouse and multiple staffing agencies. The warehouse serves many businesses, including retail giants Amazon and Lowe's. This isn't the first complaint from Cal Cartage workers. Last December, a lawsuit was filed against the warehouse and staffing agencies, alleging wage theft ranging from $2 to $3 per hour. Then in April, port truck drivers went on strike in the middle of a larger, global labor movement fueled by underpaid workers. The strikers, who, as contract workers, do not belong to a union, are backed by an advocacy group called the Warehouse Workers Resource Center. Alma Velasquez, Annenberg Radio News.
In our well-ordered society, protection of private property is essential. Batman said that once, and so did Judge Sandra Ikuta in her ruling today, reaffirming that the Batmobile is property of DC Comics. Ikuta was one of the three panelist judges that ruled against Mark Toll today, the owner of LA auto shop Gotham Garage, who has his own personal Batmobile. The Ninth District Court of Appeals in Pasadena called Toll's car unauthorized and derivative, essentially telling him that he, or anyone else, legally cannot mess with Batman's preferred method of transportation. Nearly 15,000 Catholic students gathered today in Los Angeles to watch Pope Francis declare Junipero Serra a saint via broadcast. Ivana Nguyen was there.
Catholics erupted in cheers to celebrate Junipero Serra's canonization at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. The Pope regards Serra as one of the founding fathers of the United States. Serra was an 18th century missionary who founded several of California's missions. 12-year-old student Daniel Racino says this day is important to him.
I learned Father Junipero Serra when I was in fourth grade, did a mission on him, and I did the San Gabriel mission, and I've visited ever since, and I've been a follower, praying to him always, and praying that he would get canonized soon.
Reverend Jim Berklow is the Associate Dean of Religious Life at USC. He says the canonization has been controversial because of persecution of Native Americans during Serra's time as a missionary.
The great leaders and exemplars of the faith, every one of them had feet of clay, and this one had a particular problem that protesters are lifting up, and rightly they should. At the same time, it's a time for celebration of the good things that came out of his legacy.
Ivana Nguyen, Annenberg Radio News.
LA's own Golden Road Brewery will be acquired by Anheuser-Busch. Rania Onifontos reports.
The St. Louis beer giant did not elaborate on terms of the deal, but expects the sale to be finalized by the year's end. Golden Road, LA's largest craft brewery, will join 10 Barrel, Blue Point Brewing, and Goose Island as part of Anheuser-Busch's high-end business unit. The CEO of Anheuser-Busch's craft division says his company looked at Golden Road's track record of community outreach and leadership in the LA market. A pair of local beer enthusiasts founded Golden Road in 2011. They say they're proud of the brewery's role in the growth of LA's local craft market over the past several years.
Ryan? Hamburg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.